I'll just push it now and then we'll be recording.
Fuck yeah.
And then I'll put on some music. Are your headphones okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I haven't had you're my first guest here.
Yeah.
First guest with the microphone on.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good about that. A little pressure though, if I'm not funny. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. Well, don't fuck up. Hey.
Hey.
Take it easy and don't fuck it up.
Relax. Yeah. Sounds very 90s.
Yeah.
Wow. Even more so now. Who is this?
Lucero.
Okay, that's
from the late 90s, maybe, or early 2000s.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to another great show. I have a guest. For the first time in a long time, sitting with me is Alec today.
Hey, this is Lucero, and I've been Alec, everybody.
we flipped a die, a virtual die, to decide whether we should just go for a walk, hold hands on a walk, or hold hands while we podcast.
Yeah. And here we are,
holding hands.
Hand in hand.
Across the table.
Yeah.
I got a smaller table, so it's easier to hold hands.
It's much easier.
With people.
Peter's got his foot on my peen.
This is your, this is my new apartment. No one who's been on this show has said anything about my new apartment yet.
Your studio apartment?
Yeah, my studio
your
apartment.
Your Brooklyn apartment? I love it.
Yeah, what do you think so far?
You know what? It would throw me a little that my bed was right next to my couch. I mean, like literally pushed up against my couch.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, it's pretty open.
Yeah, it's
like
not
for
too bad.
As small as it is, it doesn't feel small because the ceilings are high.
Yeah,
and
that
helps. And the paint job they did is actually really good. This is already hilarious for everybody listening. But
for interior designers,
yeah,
all of you who listen to this.
The nice yellow actually really opens it up.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Because, you know, I had such low expectations for, you know, but...
Sure.
Yeah, I actually think it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? You live here.
Oh, it's fine. You know, I have a problem because I live here.
Right.
But I don't really think about the difference of it takes, you know, twice as long to get to work.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's still taking adjustment. And also caring about the fact that I'm late for work.
Because you didn't
was now the
used
big
to
problem.
Care? Or no, you don't give a shit now.
Yeah. I've discovered I'm now later, but also I don't care.
What was late and what's later?
Late was 5 minutes.
Okay.
Later is 15.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I start to care.
Yeah.
Actually about 10 minutes. If I'm 7 minutes late, fuck you, I'm not late. But when I'm like 12 minutes late,
yeah.
I feel a little awkward.
It's almost gotten to where now 10 minutes late is on time.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Has anyone ever mentioned it?
No.
Do you care if you get fired?
I mean, I'm sure I would.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't know. There's two things that can happen when you get fired.
Well,
three things.
Okay.
You kind of move on and just do something else that's pretty much the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Your life collapses and you become a bum.
That's true.
Which would be all right.
A Tom Dirk?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I watched this movie about Wesley Willis, the crazy black guy. I think I might have a little. But the way he talks is very addicting to talk like him.
I don't think I don't know him well enough to know how he talks.
Let's see if I can find just video of him talking. But he'll be like, do you think I'm a bum?
McDonald's is a place to rock.
I mean, he kind of just talks like this.
It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
Did he have a mental problem?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He was on all kinds of pills and shit.
Oh, shit.
Also, he had like fucked up life. Yeah.
Okay. From the overdose?
I don't remember what. I think he had leukemia or something.
Oh, wow. That's much less fun than.
Yeah.
The overdose or the big O, as they say.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, not orgasm.
Huh. I'm learning a lot.
Yep. I'm a teacher.
Yeah, I think he died of leukemia or something like that.
Hmm.
He was in a hospital for a little while. I don't know. He would balloon up in weight depending on which pills he was on.
Wow.
Yeah,
so maybe I've just been on the wrong pills my whole life. Maybe I'm not really this fat.
Which pills are you on?
None.
Well, see,
well, Pepcid for my tummy.
I've heard that one, really. Is it affecting your mood?
Shut your mouth. Don't worry about my mood. I don't know.
That's yeah, I've heard people get on Pepcid and then they start, you know, getting crazy.
Pepcid's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Soon I'm going to be on Metamucil.
Rolaids.
Yeah.
Drinking fucking Epsom salt every day. Man.
It's funny that you mentioned your Epsom salt because you have that in the bathroom and it said that it's a short-term relief for constipation.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you consider short-term relief versus regular relief from constipation?
Yeah.
Like one movement or
once
like
you're not,
halfway
not shitting,
through?
Aren't you not constipated anymore?
Right. Haven't you succeeded?
I would think so. I would think it's one shit and then you're like, all right, I'm back.
Yeah. I'd consider that cured.
I would too.
I mean, even if the next day I was constipated again, I consider that a new constipation.
Yeah, this is a different. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
All right. I like music. I love to
sing.
I love to rock. This is my picture. There's a picture of Chicago right there. I love to have fun.
Wow.
It keeps you out of prison.
I like to have fun.
It keeps you out of the hands of a police officer.
Oh, there's the popo.
Yeah. He mostly stayed out of trouble.
I like my art.
How is he famous? Like, why did they have a documentary about him?
Well, in the 90s, he formed his band.
Okay.
Because basically, I don't know how that happened, honestly, but he formed a band, and it got big sort of, I think sort of like weird artsy people enjoyed it, and then people were sort of making fun of him.
Okay.
And so that became popular and that's how he sort of became popular.
Okay.
And he was touring all over and he made a bunch of money, sort of.
And, that band was what?
The Wesley Willis Experience.
Awesome.
So he would go on stage and he would sing these songs about like, you know, I whooped Batman's ass and then, and he always did this weird thing too. He started saying like slogans at the end of the songs.
Okay.
So he'd sing the whole song and then at the end he'd be like, Wheaties, it is the breakfast of champions. And like, Long John Silver's, it is a whole lot of fish or whatever.
Yeah, like whatever was popular at the time.
Yeah.
That's
he would latch on to these weird, what was the one? Taco John's, it's a whole lot of Mexican.
You know? Awesome. Okay.
And in the movie, he even goes to this office, you know, and he goes in there and he's like crazy looking.
Okay.
And he's gigantic. And he's very tall, very fat.
Right.
He's got this black spot on his forehead from headbutting people, because this is what he does when he's showing affection.
Okay.
Because he'll like repeatedly headbutt, not like super hard,
but
hard enough, apparently.
Yeah, I think any headbutting, if you headbutted me mildly when we hung out, even that would be an issue. We'd have to talk about it eventually.
So he comes walking to this office and he's like, I'd like to write a song for Taco John's. And, you know, they're okay, well, I don't know if we can help you here. And he's like, I have a lot of good songs, you know.
Wow.
I'm a rock and roll star.
Was he on the pills because he's, you almost made him sound like Mitch Hedberg. It gets like dangerously close to like.
He's got a little something there.
Why did he get, first of all, two questions.
Yeah.
Was he crazy and then that's why he got on the pills? Or did the pills make him crazy? Was it like a drug addiction?
No, he was crazy.
Was crazy like schizophrenia style?
I don't know exactly. I'm not a diagnoseman. But
no, you are. In your heart.
He would do these super detailed architectural drawings and stuff.
Okay.
And like he would draw the Dan Ryan Expressway.
Right.
Which he lived near, and then he would actually remember, really super architectural correctly.
So this guy was almost like a savant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
And he
cool.
would remember even the license plate numbers and stuff. He
Holy
would write in the actual
fuck.
License plate numbers of like 20 different cars
Holy
going down the highway.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Wow. Okay. And you said it was New York that he did these performances in, or?
All over. But he was from Chicago.
So it became, he really got famous. Did he have a label? Or
he had CDs and stuff.
Holy shit.
I mean, he put out like 100 CDs too.
So people
he would just
really listen
like crazy.
To them.
Yeah.
And I mean, Rock and Roll McDonald's, was that like on a CD?
Yeah. That's a CD. You can
That's
buy
like
that on iTunes.
So he was a pre-YouTube.
Yeah, this was before.
Well,
there
that's
was
why
really no internet.
Right.
This is part of the problem. It's like you couldn't just get online and watch him and be like, all right, this guy's fucked. fucking crazy.
Dude, people have to follow it. Do a little more work to be a fan of.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Did he have a backing band or was it just him?
He had a whole band. Full band.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Were they good musicians?
I mean, they were all right. They're serviceable.
All right.
They made it work.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long ago did he die?
I think he died in the early 2000s.
Did he know he was crazy?
To some extent. There are parts in the movie even, like, you know, he's in a subway, the restaurant.
Slow down.
I fucking hate that they say that because that they called it that because you're like, so I'm in Subway and you have to be like the sandwich shop, not, you know, the Subway.
It was on the L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In New York, I would never eat at Subway purely because
you would
want the confusion. And that way, when someone said, oh, the restaurant, I'd be like, fuck yourself.
Fuck you, yeah.
No. I was on the subway.
I said I live in New York.
I don't eat goddamn Subway
not
subs
Tennessee,
ever.
You asshole. Who does New York make fun of? Everyone else?
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey?
Probably Jersey a lot.
They have to, right?
What's that island they make fun of that's part of New York?
Staten Island?
Staten Island. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they make fun of them.
The Guidos?
I think they make fun of everybody.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It is weird
best
they make fun
the
of like Staten Island and New Jersey because you're like, I mean, they're like 15 minutes away.
Well, and like New York's pretty fucking small overall.
They should just start picking on somebody like Des Moines.
Paris?
No, like somewhere shitty.
Oh, okay.
That can't possibly.
Yeah, that can't like compete.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just the whole state of Iowa.
That's a good idea.
Be like, at least we're not in fucking Iowa. That's like their new state slogan.
I like that. At least we're not in fucking Iowa. And then New York, it says.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate Iowa, and then below that,
yeah,
I
get
New
rid
York.
Of the I Heart ones,
yeah.
And they just go to like Iowa blows.
I piss off, yeah.
Iowa sucks New York's dick.
New York fucks Iowa from behind without taking it to dinner
exactly.
first.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
So this guy, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, so he would talk like that in the movie, and I just got addicted to talking like that.
You talk like
in
that.
In my brain. Okay. Yeah. Say rock. Say roll.
How did we I mean this is a funny question that I asked this on a podcast that we do because that's all we do is segue, but did we segue to that because of getting to work late?
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah, but I mean,
does it work
do
late?
You do this at work in your head or?
Oh, I do this out loud at work.
Do people like, have you explained what this movie
I've
is and this guy
it,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There are a lot of things I do at work that people just don't
even care.
I've worked there so long now.
Okay.
It's like you know, there's this bar nearby here, the Crush Room, and there's this sort of like vaguely homeless guy who kind of works there.
Okay.
And he just becomes a sort of fixture of the place.
Right.
After a time.
It's like the Jeeds guy who worked out at
the
Family Funplex.
Brian.
Yeah. Is that the fact that you, how do you know his name?
I don't know. Oh, no, I do know because one time I was coming in there at the same time.
Okay.
And the lady who worked there was like, okay, see you later, Brian. And I was like, Brian.
That's so funny. It's fitting for a homeless guy too. Does he still go there?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But you know what? He doesn't bother me that much. Ah.
Mm.
So,
okay.
I've been having all these old men talk to me at the gym. I don't like it.
Hating on you?
No.
They're like, look at the braces.
No,
he's got
like
a pretty chatting
with me.
Okay. Because they think you're friends because they see you so often?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this one old man is like reading my t-shirt out loud and asking me like, is that a good band?
I fucking hate people. When I was at Sarah and I went to a concert in Denver, and this guy behind
what
us.
What concert? Papa Roach?
No. Cut my life in two pieces. That was my last resort. Volbeat and Trivium and some other opening band.
Okay.
Pretty good. It's at the Fillmore. So there was this.
Every band name sounds made up to me after like 1997.
I can see that. You're like Godsmack.
Stain that- D?
Puddle of Mudded?
Yeah. A lot of extra D's floating around.
I used to think I would like spell Megadeth correctly or D-E-A-T-H.
Yeah.
And then later I learned it was Megadeth.
Yeah.
Later being like 15.
Did you mean Megadeth?
Yeah.
Without an A?
And I was like, oh, of course. Clever. But anyway, so this guy photobombed us. It was funny enough. I mean, Sarah and I took a picture of ourselves and he's like right behind us smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah had just done that to people, you know, and then they pointed the picture to Sarah. So she was like, oh, this is karma, haha. But then the guy decided we were friends because we laughed with him. But then not only that, but he was just like kind of, so I was, he's like, this guy right here is wearing shorts. Because, you know, I was wearing shorts and I was like, I'm not going to fucking engage with this guy. I'm not going to fucking be like, yeah,
is he
turn
criticizing
around.
That you were wearing shorts?
Yeah, he was kind of, well, pointing out in a, yeah, he was not thrilled. It was pretty cold for me to be wearing shorts.
He was a little pissed off that you were wearing shorts.
It's like, this guy right here. And I was just like, I'm not fucking turning around. I got no interest in you.
Wasn't it inside?
Yeah. Which is why we had to wait in line for the film. Yeah, I know. When you're a fucking concert.
Yeah.
But apparently he was not happy with it. But I don't know because I didn't fucking say anything.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the type of person who will say, they'll talk to themselves in front of you to get you, or they'll say as if they're pretending that they're talking to their girlfriend, but they're trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
Because they say it loudly, like, this guy right here.
Yeah.
And it's just like, fuck
look
you.
Like Mr. Shorts over here. He's a little chilly.
Hey, Shorts. So anyway, I had that too.
I don't understand people who go, I don't know, I've been to one concert, I think, by myself.
Yeah, ever. Well, he wasn't by himself, but there was a girl with him.
Oh, okay.
But he said it loudly enough, and
what was she doing? Was saying, just like, yeah.
She didn't, you know what? Really wasn't part of,
yeah.
Didn't make an impression. Like, I don't think she did here anything. He goes. I know.
He has half a glass of wine. He's everyone's best fucking friend.
Yeah, he's got to be that, like, you know, needling guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like when people who don't know you
right.
have to be a little bit like fucking dickish, but it's cute to them. You know,
you're
it's
not
like,
at the level where you can make fun of my shorts.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck you. I'll wear shorts and you can fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I hear that.
Yeah. So this old man was like,
oh yeah, reading my shirt and like, oh, is that a good band? And I'm like, I mean, I guess I think so.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the shirt. I am wearing it at the gym, so it's obviously not a favorite, but
what would you say?
Why are we even talking about this?
Ugh.
And, I had another not old, but oldish man.
Okay.
I had one hilarious old man who was like, I got off this machine and he's like, wow, you look like you're really straining there. And I was like, okay. And
really?
You know, yeah. And he's like, do you think I should strain that hard? Because I don't really strain that hard, but maybe I should. And I was like, I don't know. You're 100 years old.
Right.
Just do whatever your bones can tolerate.
Right. And never say the word strain in front of me again. How like, awkward.
I mean, what's your personal fitness goals? Get pussy? I don't know. You're like a
million. You look like you're really straining there. I was like, well, I was taking a terribly hard dump.
I know. And I was like,
I put Epsom salt up my butt. So it said mild relief.
I just don't understand. It was a weird question.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you asking me this question?
And why are you watching me? Why are you saying, don't.
Watching my face.
Yeah. You're really straight in there.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I don't know. Right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's
I'm
weird.
Exercising.
That's weird.
So
that's like if I was, when we went to a restaurant, I'm like, you're really putting down that fucking macaroni and cheese there. Do you think I should eat that fast?
Yeah. And you're at another table.
Well, that's what, not you and I.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the old man and I don't know you. And I'm just that spaghetti is just really fucking getting shoveled down your throat. Should
you
I
think
do that?
Eating at speed is wise? Should I try it? Yeah. And like another guy asked me about, he's like, I have this problem where, I've got good tone, but I can't get big. And I was like, okay, did you try eating more?
Nice.
And he's like, well, I work out a lot. And then the last thing I want to do is put trash in my body. And I was like, okay, well, you could eat good things.
Protein or, yeah.
And he's like, yeah. I don't know. I just don't really want to. And I was like,
well, then you're like, what
all
the
right,
fuck?
Buddy.
This
yeah.
is weird. Dude, you have too approachable of a face.
I'm learning this.
Yeah.
I had at this coffee shop, same problem.
Okay.
I was sitting there typing. I had headphones in and a hood on.
That's weird.
And the guy who worked there came over and like sat at the table and was like, how's it going? I learned all about his life.
Oh, when I'm at work and I have my fucking headphones on and some fucking asshole starts talking and I have to put my fucking finger up and they like are talking and I'm like putting pause and then they like keep talking and I'm like, shut the fuck up and start at the beginning because you're an asshole.
Right.
For fucking talking to me when my headphones are on.
Right?
I turn it up so that I don't hear you and your stupid fucking voice. So fucking next time, or you know what else I'll be doing? I'll be texting.
Right.
And then some old fucking bitch will be standing up, fucking just standing there staring at me. And I'm like, cunt, how long have you been standing there? And fucking say something next time, rude bitch.
Clearly
doesn't bother
me
really. I'm getting, this is fun rage hour for me. But fucking, if I'm fucking texting or if I got my headphones on or I'm like, clearly not engaged with you.
Right.
Then don't fucking act like I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
I know. So were you, and you're too nice to say anything to that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I tried a little.
Right.
You know, but then he's telling me like he was in culinary school and he quit that and now he's doing that. Yeah.
Right,
just like,
right.
How, why? Why?
Yeah.
And I went back another time hoping he wouldn't be there.
And he was.
And then he came and sat down almost immediately. And he's like, man, I do not feel like working today. And I was like, I kind of do.
Did you leave pretty quickly after?
I did. I didn't stay long.
Smart.
I was like, dude,
can you not go back there now? He's kind of ruined it for you.
I mean, I think it was Sundays both times, so I might try a different day.
I had to quit work.
I don't know. I had to kill my mom.
Yeah, speaking of, can I sleep on your couch?
Sure.
All right.
Good. Yeah, it's new.
Yeah, it looks...
It's got memory foam, I'm told.
Ooh.
I don't know how I would know, honestly.
And who told you?
The store.
Oh, you bought it from a store? You're fucking living the life, my friend.
Yeah, I bought it. Not from just a man this time. My new couch is not from my old high school principal.
Like I figured my old it would be Woody. Was. Come on, let's be realistic. Yeah. I think I saw him again recently.
You know, I did have someone at work was like, oh man, we got this couch in our basement. It's my husband's brother's whatever.
Okay.
We don't know where the bottom cushions are, but we're trying to get him to pick it up. Really, it's like brand new.
Okay.
You should just buy it from him. You know, we'll send you pictures.
What hilarious like roundabout insanity is this?
Everybody does this. Okay. Right. They'll say like, oh no, we got a couch at home. It's like, you know, a six.
Right.
And you could buy it from my husband's brother if you can somehow get a hold of it. And it's like, you just want to get rid of a couch.
Right.
And like, I don't want...
Your life?
I don't want your life. I don't want your couch.
Yeah.
Okay?
It pisses me off, too, when people do that, because then they want you to buy it, and they give you a reasonable price. If I had a six couch, and you would take it out of my house... That's fucking more than like Sarah and I put everything for free. Like we had a working freezer, one of those like top loading freezers that people like
the chest kind. Yeah.
And we had it in our garage and it would took up too much space. We have a fucking small garage. So we put it on Craigslist for free and it got taken immediately.
Yeah.
And the fucking asshole who took it, not a white person.
Yeah.
It was like, does this work? I was like, yeah. Like we said on the, you know, fucking Craigslist, and then they were like, are you sure? I was like, get the fuck off. I didn't say that, but I was like, fuck you.
Like, look, do you want it or
fuck
not?
You. It's free.
I know.
And like, we've gotten rid of so much shit for free.
Yeah.
And people criticize us. They're like, why did you sell it? And I'm like, because it's
effort
used
going into like $10.
Yeah.
That's even my 50. Old couch.
I mean, I'm not saying like
I could have put 10.
Right.
Well, it's you know what? It's when you get rid of it for free because your priority becomes just get this the fuck
That's
out of my house.
How we
I
were.
Don't care.
Yep.
I want someone to take it.
And it works.
Yeah,
because
it does.
Free, they take it immediately.
They took my. That's how I got rid of my old couch. It was free. I got like three people asking for it.
That's crazy.
If you put it up for $5, you get like no people or one person who's like, can you measure this and do this? And you're just like, fuck you.
I know. And I'll give you two, but could you help me put it in my car?
Yeah.
And that's the other thing I didn't do is put my phone number on Craigslist. Sometimes I didn't even Craigslist stuff. I just put free and put it out there. Like we had an old chair, nice chair, but I think a dog peed on the side of one of it. And like the other arm's a little scratched up. And I mean, it was dirt. It was old, not even dirty, but it wasn't clean.
Yeah.
And so we just put it out there and just put free. And I think it rained that day. I was like, oh shit. And somebody took it.
Seems like every day I see furniture out, it rains or it snows. Sucks. And you're just like, well, who the fuck has taken it? But they're always gone eventually.
I know. It's insane. And I mean, I guess, you know, it's a good chair. If they're not like pieces of shit, but I wouldn't. I don't trust strangers. I don't fucking trust.
Why are they getting rid of it? That's my question.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like, I don't know, man. Well, that's what pisses me off too about the, you know, this sofa. And it's just like, wouldn't it be way easier? And I'm like, no. Because then I got to come pick it up at your house, like when you're around.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got to be like, where's the cushions? And then I got to be like, actually, this kind of sucks. And then I got to, you know, it's a lot to
And your car's not that big, so you actually have to, like, borrow a fucking, like, truck or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a huge pain. I hate it.
Agreed.
I hate it. I hate when people offer me things.
The people are a little bit of an asshole for being, like, offer to sell you. If somebody was like, I've got a couch, it's fine, it's a six, but it's free, do you want it?
Yeah.
That's not an asshole move, in my opinion. It's, do you want to pay me $50?
Yeah.
Or worse, do you want the number to my brother who might have it, who's interested, but there's not? Fuck that. Like,
I know. If that was me, if I had a house and my idiot brother was keeping his piece of shit couch.
Ian's not an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would.
You just lost one of your three fans.
At this point, I'd be pissed off. He's had his goddamn couch in my basement for a year and a half.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
Movement on this thing.
Right, it'd be already out of your house.
I would. After 6 months, and he's living somewhere else. I'd say, okay, come pick this up, or it's leaving.
Yeah,
and I don't. I'm not cutting you in. It's gone.
And you better not forget Marvel vs. Capcom 3,
son of a bitch,
or fucking you know that other game I let you.
Yeah, man. Ian.
Jesus Christ!
While we're yelling at you for things.
on this show. But anyway, no, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah,
100%. And I don't know, I just don't like it. I don't like it either.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly it's memory foam, but I don't know how you would know, really.
Right, well, I guess
like you touch it and it springs back and or something. Is that what memory foam is?
Well, other couches eventually get indents too. If your cat sleeps on like the top part enough,
oh yeah,
it fucking ruins and like indents it. Is that memory foam, or is that just what couches are made out of?
That's what I don't foam and memory foam. I don't know how. If I had to do tests to know, right, I would not know.
Did you get it at American Furniture Warehouse?
I got it at IKEA.
Oh, I heard they have like
Warehouse
a food court
of Horror.
There.
They do. I don't like the food.
Okay, it like Sam's
Club? Turns
out
it's awful.
Yeah, it's like $1
for super cheap. Yeah,
yeah,
but it's not even hot dogs. It's like scrambled eggs.
They make really?
Yeah, they have breakfast there.
Weird.
And the worst bacon I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
It's like if you took a bacon and you said a little too thick, took a McDonald's bacon and you're like, this is a little too hearty and thick. Ooh. Sliced it two more times in half.
Right.
That's an IKEA bacon.
That's I don't.
It almost melts in your mouth.
But now I'm confused. You're making it sound kind of nice.
No, it's not good.
All right.
It's not a good sensation.
All right.
It's like eating a sheet of paper colored to look like bacon.
I see what you're saying now. Not melts like the M&Ms.
No.
But melts like literally it disappears in your mouth.
Yeah.
There's no chewiness.
Where did it go?
It's, you know what it's like? Those strips, those tongue strips that were big 3 years ago.
Listerine.
I hated those because it was just a feeling. Yeah. Ugh. Like semen. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's horrible. You know what the one thing I do like at IKEA, though, is like they're very non-American.
Okay.
They got this sign. It was the best part of the whole thing. They got this sign at the checkout. And it says something like, what did it say? It was like,
Last Mock's doing
hey,
that
as you while you're in line, our bike mock fry. As you're waiting in line, try and load your items onto the conveyor belt in this, you know, small to large or something.
Okay.
Oh, no, it was this. Put your items on the conveyor and try to place them so that the barcode is facing the cashier, because this makes it go faster for you and everyone else behind you in line.
Which is completely it's completely understandable and realistic.
Yeah.
But if they put that at Walmart, they'd be sued.
Yeah, they'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah,
this is America,
like,
you son of a bitch.
I'll fucking put them, if it's the 15 items or less, 29 items are coming in here, and I'm complaining to the fucking...
Exactly.
Yeah, right on.
Well, and it was so weird, because to me, it just was like, oh, this makes total sense. But yeah, on the other hand, I think that our sort of way of looking at that is... Well, I had to wait for these assholes.
Right.
They got away from me.
Right.
Like, fuck that.
And you work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fucking...
What's he get paid to do?
Cashier's getting paid.
rotate things towards him so the barcode's towards
him. Oh, make it easier for this asshole. Yeah, that's awesome.
Fuck him.
Yeah. So do they have non-Americans working there? I love
no.
if they'd import... No, I want it to be that way. Yes, they do.
Yes.
And they have clogs on.
They have clogs on.
Where is IKEA from?
Sweden. I think Sweden.
Only blonde people.
I don't know.
Only big Nordic guys.
I get real confused in there. Everything's a Grundle. Everything is a Malm.
A Malm?
Yeah.
Malm and Grundle is one of my favorite children's stories. I believe that was Berenstain Bear's mom and dad's name. Malm and Grundle Berenstain.
You know, I just discovered the other day that there's a series of children's stories called Slovenly Peter.
Slovenly Peter?
Yeah.
Really?
It teaches kids like... very cruel lessons about
like what happens when you're slovenly.
Yeah,
your
there's
mom
like a girl
trip
who, like,
over your
burns
junk
alive or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this real?
Yes.
Is it like a religious
super
thing?
Old
slovenly
there's
Peter.
A guy who like cuts a kid's thumbs off for some reason.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucked up.
So like Grimm's fairy tales but for fucking lessons to kids.
Yeah.
About I was in a play in like fifth or sixth grade or something called Clever Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And we were friends by then, so maybe it was seventh. I don't remember the one we became friends, but Anyway, it was real exciting. And every time I hear like clever girl or clever anything, I'm like, clever Peter.
Fucking A.
I played Peter.
I think slovenly Peter.
I think you can be slovenly and clever Pete.
I could be both.
Yeah.
It's true.
You're a man of many facets.
I can make
well,
up for
too.
My slovenliness yeah. with cleverness.
Yeah. I'm like, he might be slovenly, but yeah. God damn it if he's not clever as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got it all.
Yep. You really, I know.
Every quality.
Gonna make some lucky lady or old man at the gym a happy person later on.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay.
So this is where, because this is my tale of victory.
Right.
So I've had all these old men bothering me, all these coffee shop men, all men.
Yes.
All men bothering me.
That does suck. Not even a chance at being happy to be bothered by these people.
No, no.
Not even a cute girl who's got, you know, buck teeth, but you know what? Kind of a nice smile. Or not even like a, she's a little big, but those tits.
No. Mm. Not even like a mom or something.
Okay.
No. All men.
There's a, yeah.
On Friday.
All right.
However, I was about to use this machine. And this woman walked up to me, young woman.
Awesome.
And I think I probably gave her a horrible look because I figured it was going to be something like, oh, I was using that or something.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, damn it. Like... So I take out
my boyfriend was using that.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what does she want? Like, why is she talking to me?
I love how you flirt, Peter.
I'm the worst. I've been
fox.
Ruined by like all these horrible people because I'm like, no one ever talks to me here for something nice. So I just assumed that she was going to either say something dumb or something like, I just sweated all over that machine and I have a sweat-borne illness.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
be prepared.
Like, you might die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
You ever had bed bugs? Because you're going to.
Oh, that one's realistic too.
I know.
Those things seem to be rampant. So, all right.
So I take out my headphones and I'm kind of giving her the like, yes,
right,
look.
Right.
And she's like, oh, I really like your shirt. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Wow.
And then I just went back the thing because I was too, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
I was
like,
thanks.
I really like your face.
It's like, I tried to look at her shirt to be like, is it nice? And I was like, no.
No. That's awesome. You couldn't lie.
You should have lied.
Oh,
I was like,
my God.
I don't really like your shirt.
It's a shitty color. Is that a stain? It doesn't even fit well.
I mean, it's all right.
Oh,
but
that's awesome.
There's nothing special about it.
I don't really like the fashion these kids wear nowadays. How old did she seem? About your age?
Yeah.
That's pretty
ish.
Hilarious that you were.
I know.
Yeah.
Finally. But I
a girl like comes up to be like, I like your shirt.
Yeah.
At least you brightened up. At least you said thank you.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. You know, once I realized that she was being nice, try to be nice.
Right.
But I don't know if I could make up for it in that.
Yeah.
Brief
after
period.
Giving that like fucking look of
the
like,
look of like, fuck you,
yeah,
fuck off.
Like, what would you then, like?
Oh, thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What do you require?
Wow. That's the fact that that is a tale of victory for you, too, is pretty awesome. It's telling that.
I'm like, big win.
You're like, I want a Peter.
Big win.
Got
yesterday.
A story. I wanted to open the podcast with something pretty great.
Yeah, hold on to your hats.
Pete
hold
on
had a
to
big
your
win.
Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you told me and the listeners.
Yeah. In case anyone was wondering, I was wearing a tankini.
No, it was one of those where you tie it in the back. You know, that new thing where the girls like,
yeah.
So your back showed.
It did show.
You sweat all over the machine, but she liked it.
Yeah.
She's like,
thank God, this allows me to sweat all over things that previously my shirt would have stopped.
Maybe she was going to say something like, you know, you were using the machine I was going to use, but you look so pissed, you intimidated her.
Maybe. It could have been.
And she was like, oh, I like your shirt.
In which case, I'm happy.
That's true. It,
in
is
which
a,
case,
that'd
that's
be
a
more of a
victory.
Win.
Yeah.
That goes from a hollow victory.
If I finally perfected such an angry look that... Yeah, she's like, I was going to use... And then she's like...
Nice shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to flip.
Yeah. I know. He's been looking like he's going to snap all fucking... Have you ever seen her before?
No.
Oh, even better. So it's just some girl that was like... What were you wearing? What really was on the shirt?
I don't know. It was like a black shirt. Nothing special.
Really? She was hitting
it
on you.
It had stuff on it, but I mean, it wasn't...
Well, I thought it was like, you were like, it's a solid black
it's
shirt.
It's too complicated to explain.
That's
it was
fine.
Like this work event shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, if a girl was coming up to a solid black shirt and like, I like your shirt.
Yeah, plain black
something
shirt.
Is going on.
I cut off one of the sleeves. And then cut it into a V-neck myself.
I'm assuming you and most of the listeners have probably seen Star Trek The Next Generation, where, you know, Worf has that, like, sash,
crazy ammo belt, like, or whatever. Yeah,
but it's across his like shoulder to chest, and then it's also it's so funny that when I was a kid and you see these things, you're like, that looks a lot like bike chains.
Yeah.
And then, or Jordy's like eye thing looks a lot like a hair thing.
It looked exactly like a hair thing if you just tilted it down over here.
I learned listening to, because I'm a real fucking nerd and I listen to the commentary, not just watch the episodes, all of them again as an adult on DVD.
Wow.
But they were.
That's
they
what made those that.
That's
were
what they
of.
Were. They
it was used a hair those. Band.
Yeah, they would use that as the impetus because they were like, I mean, sure, it wasn't, but that's what they used to. They were like, we couldn't figure out what to do, and then we used a hairband. So anyway, you were wearing that sash, and she was like, I like your bike.
I like your wharf sash. Bold choice.
A wharf sash, which is also an STD.
Yeah.
Peter got a wharf sash on his balls. He lost one of them.
Well, I am a warrior, so I feel like this is the right thing for me to wear.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
So while you're here, I also thought it would be good to discuss summer is near.
Yes.
I hate the summer. The winter was wonderful. And cold.
A winter wonderland.
And icy. And gone in the blink of an eye.
How can you like that fucking shit?
Everything about it is great.
Oh my God, the shitty snow on the roads.
I nearly died. I fell getting donuts one morning and nearly passed away. I still prefer it.
That's, where were you getting donuts?
Across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Winchell's. I haven't been to Winchell's ever, I don't think.
Well, I hadn't been in a long time and now I go once a week.
You fat
bring donuts
fuck.
To work.
Do you bring it for other people?
Yeah.
You're a generous man.
They fill me with regret, too, because I bring a dozen donuts, and there'll be one left at 11 a.m.
Do you at least have one before you give them to the assholes?
Well, I have one a little later.
Why?
But I started taking one earlier.
Good.
Because they're gone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that's the right decision.
I guess I didn't think that 5 to 6 people would eat a dozen donuts in, like, 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Free is great.
I know.
And people at work... It's like we have a candy bowl, and everyone says to themselves, thin or fat, too. It's not just everyone. You see, you know, they all joke, I was just going to have one, I had 8.
Right.
But every time you pass it, because you pass it 18 fucking times in 19 minutes.
Yeah.
So when you only grab one every 4 times you pass it, you've had adult onset diabetes since Monday.
In my office, there's a Halloween pumpkin, and we sometimes put candy.
Right.
In my office, there's a Halloween pumpkin. It is filled with candy. Candy is good.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
So we fill it with candy every so often, you know, but it empties out in a day.
Right.
It's very unrewarding because it's like... I spent $14 on candy, and you animals ate it in one day.
That's why
you should have to make it last for like a week.
They're not going to. That's why you should stop being nice. You are going A, and then when you want C, but B is happening, don't fucking do A.
Yeah.
Fuck them. They can get their own donuts.
Well, then they come in.
Humanity is shit.
Huh? A dozen donuts. When I walk into a break room and there's one dozen donuts,
right.
I think one is appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
More than one. Not appropriate.
No, agreed.
If it's still there, let's say at 4 p.m.,
right.
Go for it.
Right.
If it's still there at 10:30 a.m., no.
You're being a dick.
Yeah, being a... There's only 12.
Right.
There's not going to be enough probably for everyone who comes in the entire day to get one.
Right.
So you need to take one.
Agreed.
Maximum.
But how much... Do you know who was taking more than one?
I don't.
Okay.
Because I don't keep track.
That's good.
There's a lot of things in an office that happen that I would like to change.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Office culture?
Many kitchen related.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, who is not running the garbage disposal? It's
you guys
not that hard.
Have a garbage disposal. Yeah. We have a giant sign that says, we do not have a garbage disposal. Do not put things in the sink.
Yeah.
There's also this awesome one that has been there for fucking I don't know how long that said, there's like one note that says, please turn off the... toaster oven. And then there's another note below that that says turn off the toaster oven. Then there's another note that says, and it's all red and big and like exclamation points, and it says turn off the toaster oven, turn off the toaster oven. The toaster oven has been left on many times over the last week. Turn off the toaster oven, and it's like still on there, and I'm like, oh my God, this is great. Like I would love to know the story. I'd love to be the enraged person who rightly was like, it's still on. You could have burned the fucking building down. And you've done it multiple times, you asshole.
Can I ask you about a toaster? Do you have a toaster oven at home?
Yes.
What is the point of the toaster oven? What does it do?
Reheat my chicken that I get and have left over from Buffalo Wild Wings, the four times a year that I go there, because, you know, it sogs.
Okay.
It's also good to reheat shrimp when you have breaded shrimp from the old, what else does it reheat?
Anything fried.
Anything fried, because if you microwave it, because if you microwave it, then it's going to get too moist and shitty.
Yeah, it gets gross.
Yeah, so like, that's all I use it for.
Reheating leftover fried food about 5 times a year.
That's probably right. And the worst part is that I must have, either Sarah or I blamed it on her immediately, even though it was probably me. Because I think she doesn't do leftovers as much as me, and she doesn't do fried leftovers as much as me.
Right.
But there's a disgusting amount of, like, you know, stuck
shit in the bottom.
Oh God. And it's, well, not on the bottom. No, on the pan, on the actual, like, so I was like, I had to fucking try to scrub it, and I used like steel wool almost, and it was like still not coming off.
Yeah.
So then I put it in the dishwasher. Then it came out all gummy.
Yeah.
So it wasn't off, but it was now like more, you know, and so then I tried to scrub it. I mean, I should just throw it away.
Yeah.
But,
probably just get a new one.
Yeah.
Just buy a pack of 5.
Yeah. Well, they don't sell just
the tray.
The tray. And it's a small one too.
Go to Walmart.
Return.
Where they have the display.
Oh,
and just take the one out of the display. They don't need it.
I couldn't.
They're not doing shit with that.
They would totally.
It's not really stealing. They're just going to throw it away.
Yeah, but that's not how they're going to feel when I tell them that when they arrest me.
There's got to be on Amazon 5-pack toaster oven tray.
5-pack toaster. I can't do the voice, so I can't make this work.
5-pack toaster oven. 5-pack toaster oven.
Is that how he
said it? I like to heat up chicken wings in the toaster oven. They are delicious. Buffalo Wild Wings, where the buffalo roam.
Nice.
I don't know what their slogan is.
Their slogan is...
Probably like, fuck it, we're open.
I know. Come in for the fucking shitty service. Stay for the shitty wings.
I really tried with that buffalo.
Oh, me too. We used to go a lot.
Well, it was open till like 2, and they had food.
Right.
And this is a rarity, but I just got so mad because I tried like 5 different things, and then I started thinking, they're fucking up French fries.
Yeah.
If you can't their french make fries french
are
fries,
you throw them away. Their french horrible. Fries are worse than like fast food french fries.
I would rather that the person, the cook, they took the order, drove over to Wendy's, got fries and chicken nuggets, battered them in whatever crazy sauce they have where it's like
Caribbean Asian zing.
Asian Pacific Islander come. And then they just like batter it in that, serve it up.
Slovenly Peter.
Yeah.
It's somewhat hot. That's in the middle. You got your mild, you got your barbecue, you got your Hawaiian, you got your Slovenly Peter, you got your Caribbean jerk, and you got your fire.
This is another problem. I'm like, how about like 5?
Yeah, not
I don't
like
need
18.
18 different fucking spicy heatness levels.
We've got our Parmesan.
Who's getting that?
My wife.
Parmesan?
Yeah, it's all not only that, crazy. But it's like what's that shit called that vampires can't take it?
Garlic.
Yeah, it's like garlic Parmesan.
That sounds horrible.
It's not very good. I like had one of hers and I was like, this has so much flavor and none of it's good. Like that's like when you're a kid
flavorful
and you put
and of bad flavor.
Flavor country.
Full of fat. But
so.
It does seem almost, I don't know, their food, it's just like their hamburger, they made a hamburger by unrolling Slim Jims or something.
Right.
It's horrible.
They throw it on and when it gets there to you, it's all soggy already and it's like it got the wrong amount of the condiments that are on it.
I've been to many a backyard barbecue where you see the hamburgers on the grill and you're just like, oh God, these aren't going to be good.
Yep. It's a hockey puck. Yes. Yeah. They overdo it and it's fucking all.
They're dry. They were never hot.
Right. That's true.
Somehow they got cooked without ever being hot.
Yeah. That's so funny you say that because they're like a piece of fucking like horribly burnt meat that's cold.
Yeah.
It's simultaneously not like not done because it's overdone. But it's like worse than room temperature and you're outdoors and it's July 4th.
I know. And hey, fuckers, I have a suggestion for you. When you're making hamburgers on your stupid grill, look at the bun. That's about the size it should finish.
Yeah.
Not one third the size. So I'm just eating like a bread sandwich.
And when you put it on there, and then you like, if you put the bun on, take it to your plate, take the bun off to put the ketchup on, and there's black all over both pieces of the bun.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
it looks like it fell on the road when they were retarring the road.
And it tastes like that too.
I've eaten many of these.
Right.
Still prefer them to a Buffalo Wild Wings. Horrible. I wish they just got, you know, some asshole dad.
Right.
Who's not paying attention to the grill. He's watching the goddamn game.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Watching his daughter's 16-year-old friend from the swim class.
Yeah. Wearing an apron.
Yep.
How does he know the hot dog's
there's
done
tits when on
it's
the apron.
Burnt black?
It's like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, even then, they should just...
I know.
Hire him and his charcoal grill to work at Buffalo Wild Wings.
At least he'd get it to you faster, because that's my least favorite part of Buffalo Wild Wings, is they're fucking rude. The attractive, but not attractive, that attractive, like girls that are like coming all, you know, and they're like, oh, here's your, and it's, you know, oh, it takes so fucking long.
It takes forever.
But they call
how
you sweetie.
How long could it possibly take?
Oh my god!
To microwave,
I know,
wings
to reheat these fucking things.
To open up a box of TGI Fridays anytizers,
you could get them at Sam's Club, and they'd be better. They're the same thing.
If they at least use the toaster oven,
that's yeah.
They
should
be careful.
A bunch
of toaster
wash
ovens.
That fucking thing.
Don't let put wax paper
I'm
on it
you,
or something.
I should have. I really should have.
You might have to
aluminum foil, aluminium.
Turn it upside down and use wax paper.
That's not a bad idea. You're full of ideas. Helpful snowman tip of the year. I don't know when the last time I was on the show.
Get a
tip of your new apartment.
Get a plasma cutter. Get a cookie sheet. Make your own little trays.
Boom.
Put them in there.
Plasma cutter. So you hate summer.
I hate summer. And I have a lot of reasons that I hate summer. Also, the beer at Buffalo Wild Wings is always flat.
Yeah, that's true.
How? Not only do they fuck up fries... Budweiser.
And they don't have shit on tap, too. We're like, can I have a 90 shilling? And they're like, oh, we don't have that right now. We're out of 90 shilling.
Like, what do you have on tap? And they're like, I don't know.
Stella Artois, if you want to feel like a skunk, just shit right in your mouth.
Yeah. They have, like, the worst version of every beer.
Yeah.
Somehow it's, you know, I remember when I was a kid, Taco Bell had the best Sprite.
That's
so funny.
It
was a little more flavorful.
Okay.
But sometimes it was not flavorful.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, for me, I didn't know the specific restaurants that had the best ones.
Yeah.
I knew that I liked it so much more out of the pop dispenser than I liked it in the can or in the... plastic was the worst.
Yeah, plastic was terrible.
Yeah, Sprite and plastic was shit. Sprite and aluminum was not as bad. It was good, but it was a little too aluminium-y.
Yeah.
But Sprite directly from that fucking beautiful...
flowing wave of Sprite.
When you got it at the movie theater, you were like, yeah.
Yeah, that was always good.
Yeah. But it's funny that you knew like the difference between
the Taco
like,
Bell. I don't know why. It was just always I had too many good experiences there.
Nice.
But
Buffalo
Wild Wings.
Says no one ever in the history of time until you just now.
Had a lot of good experiences at Taco Bell.
Another victory chalked up for me.
This is two victories now. One where I mildly offended a woman who was trying to compliment me, and one where I reminisced about how I had some good times at Taco Bell and that I drank Sprite that wasn't horrible. These are the events of my life that will go down in my memory.
I'm planning on your tombstone, and there's so much to choose from right now. He enjoyed the Sprite at Taco Bell. He had too many
10th
good times.
Street Taco Bell.
I heard, and this is the real truth, that makes more money per capita, or, you know, more money than any other, gets more business, something, one of those, like, than any Taco Bell in the nation.
I heard that, too. It's like the busiest Taco Bell in the United States.
And you believe it when you see it, because there's a line. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. When Ryan and I used to get real drunk and then not drive to that Taco Bell, it was crazy how long you had to wait in line.
It took forever.
Yes, it did.
They should also, I think, Taco Bell, you know how at these fast food places have two lines,
right?
But really it's one.
I know, because there's only one person, which I hate.
It's pointless.
Yeah, it really is silly.
They really should have two lines, and they should have a line that's like, have you been partying,
right,
versus like, I'm just driving home.
I
don't.
I got off work. I hate my wife.
Yeah.
You know what else is hilarious? when they're always like, you know, pay it number two, and then number one is the storeroom, and there's like cups. Yeah. There, no one ever, you don't have two cashiers. No. You don't have the cashier at one and the person giving you your food at two, like, no. ever. No. Why do they even build the two windows anymore?
I don't know. Why don't they just make it wider in
yeah.
there? I agree. How about I have room for two people?
There was,
and how about the person who's taking my money can hand me a goddamn bag of food?
Nope, they need 18 people right in there.
Skill,
And they still don't get it right. There's still shit that's missing.
Yeah.
I just went to Tokyo Joe's and fucking got myself a steak with something or other. Got it home and didn't have the sauce.
Yeah,
I was like, motherfuckers. And what was the other thing about fast food I was going to say? Shit, you keep going about summer. I'll remember.
No, like fast food wise too. I've become an old man officially because
okay.
oftentimes when you get the fast food, it's not right.
Right.
I just eat it. I don't even care anymore.
I tried.
Like, what is this? A fish sandwich? Fine.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, with FK.
Or, you know, I'll get some crazy. A lot of times I'll get these crazy, like, right. ketchup only hamburgers or something. Okay. And I'm like, no, this is all wrong. But then I just eat. I used to wonder because I think, well, someone got this. Why didn't they bring it back?
Right.
Why didn't they care? But now I know because it's like...
It's not worth...
I would have to do a complete fucking U-turn, go all the way back. I'm not doing that.
I was already home.
Yeah, there's yeah, no way.
I was like, I'm not going out. And I was angry. And I was angry enough that I considered it, but not really.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not worth it.
No.
Sarah, and I got Sarah something, and she shared half of it with me. She's great. So the thing I remembered about the fast food is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
That there was people camping out
yeah,
for days.
New Chick-fil-A opened in town.
Because they, yes, give context for these assholes. We're just talking, buddy. Just happened to have mics in front of us. So, anyway, and apparently, and it's a little confusing, but I think it was free meals for a year once a week or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you get like one free Chick-fil-A meal a week for a year.
Yeah, so I mean, you 52. Know, 52 free, which I mean, I guess, and there's probably a limit. It's probably not a meal where you can order anything. It's probably like
sure.
one number,
it's like
one through
no
10.
Toppings, chicken
yeah.
patty sandwich
yeah.
with fries.
So people were camped out for fucking days.
I know.
And I was like, fuck you all. But then there was like a Young Life tent. And I was like, are they just taking advantage of their like, join the church.
Oh, yeah.
You should love Jesus because you're waiting for chicken and you don't have a job.
Yeah.
Then Sarah was like, oh, let's get that. Like, I don't know. A week after it opened, seemingly realistic. I drove there. There was a line that snaked across the parking lot, went around to the street where you were turning right to the light.
Yeah.
So people were almost bashing into these assholes who were sitting in the line.
Waiting
and,
to go
yeah,
to Chick-fil-A.
And had to go around. And I was like, fuck that. And that's when I got shitty Tokyo Joe's that fucked me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just.
Well, see, you go against God, you pay the price.
I should have joined the Young Life.
I just think it's bizarre. Like, Chick-fil-A. I mean, there's a Chick-fil-A 20 minutes away.
Sarah was like, we could go to Loveland
and
get
be
it faster.
Back. Yeah, we could yeah. have eaten and come back and still be done.
And it's Chick-fucking-fil-A. It's not Rodizio's.
Thing.
It's not, I'm trying to think of like some fancy fucking...
Fruition, Denver.
Yeah, yeah. It's
you know,
the melting
trying
pot.
Trying to get a Michelin star and you're like, okay.
Right.
That would be worth waiting for.
Right, maybe.
No.
I mean, even then it wouldn't be...
It's a chicken sandwich.
Oh, what the fuck? Go to any of the 8 other places in Greeley that you can get a shitty chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Go to a place you can get real chicken.
Yeah. Well, and the one that's 20 minutes away has been there for like 10 years.
Right.
So it's not like, oh my
White
God.
Castle. It's not like we have their White Castle's opening and
yeah.
it's either here or Chicago.
Right. Like, all right, that's exciting.
Right.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I would probably just
wait
3 months.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's everything that opens here, you know, Pantera.
Yeah, Pantera
as I
bread.
Like to call it.
Yeah, dime bag. May he rest in peace.
I had
they
this
give
great,
you the dime bag special. $5.
This
inflation's
great
a bitch.
Idea for right. Panera. The, one day out of the year, Halloween,
okay. right.
I think they should be the Pantera bakery. And it's all skulls and spider webs. And all this crazy, and you know, when you go in there and it's just badass. Because it's not like they're doing extra shit on Halloween. They don't have like lines out the doors on goddamn Halloween.
Right.
That's not a holiday for them.
Right.
But if they just threw a T up on the sign and they were Pantera Bakery one fucking day out of the year,
I would get
so I would go.
I would get that. I'd be so
yeah.
happy to get a Pantera muffin?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like a muffin and they draw a little fucking pentagram on the top or something.
Yes. Cemetery gate style. They'd like build the, I don't know, your sandwich would be in the design of cemetery gates or something. Like, because those paninis already have like the fake
little
grill lines
in them. Yeah.
Yeah. So you would might as well just like make it, you know, just taper just it down to the left and right. Yeah.
Get a design on your peenie. That's what I do later. Get a design on your panini press that makes it like look like a little guitar fretboard or something.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pantera.
All right. I'm sold. Let's do it.
So that opens in Greeley, Pantera.
Yep.
There's a fucking line out the goddamn thing for like weeks.
I know. Which just shows how fucking starved for anything new and exciting. Like,
I know.
And I mean, I almost went. Like I said, I didn't consider waiting in line, but Sarah's like, let's get the new one. I guess we eat three times a day, but when you really fucking think about what animals we all are, when you're like, we are getting our basement refinished and we have a new shitter downstairs, pretty exciting to have a new toilet. Seriously. I mean, that's how fucking exciting our life is. You were talking about being an old man. I'm like, hey, Sarah, I can go poop downstairs while you're getting ready. We're not going to be late to your parents now.
All our problems have been solved by second toilet.
Yay. Which, I mean, genuinely, yay.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess there's a good side to it. I mean, if you're pleased by the small things.
Right, right.
All the... Well,
summer sucks.
Summer sucks. I was thinking today about how I do this list every year where I say the things that I'm going to try and do to make me not hate summer. But I was thinking, have I ever really said what I hate so much about summer? I don't know if I've ever gone through some of my top hatreds.
Okay.
Number one, the winter. The beauty of the winter is the snow. The snow falling on cedars from the heavens. What do we replace like the snow with in summer?
Sunshine.
Insects. Oh. Black, hateful insects that attack your flesh.
When we used to walk around the lake over at Bittersweet, fucking terrible.
Nuts. Yeah. They're assholes. They're annoying. We all got against these trucks that just fogged the entire neighborhood. I still would like to see them. I think we should take a revote.
Babies and old people are going to die occasionally.
Agent Orange affected some. Others were fine.
This would be Agent... Okay. What?
Agent...
Secret Agent Man.
Red.
Good. All right. We've named it. Agent Soylent Green.
We did it. Agent Blood Orange.
That was better.
You motherfuckers. And it just says, you know, die on the side of the trucks. All die. All dead inside.
There might be a little confusion. Maybe we should only do this on Pantera Bread Halloween night.
All the fire hydrants, we take the water out, we fill them with poison for the bugs and for little black kids to play in.
Only outside of your apartment and in Brooklyn, my friend.
Yeah, that's the only places.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate the bugs. I hate that the bugs replace the snow.
Okay.
That does not make me happy. I don't like it.
One.
I hate that the day is longer.
Why? How can you hate that?
Everybody says this. They're like, you're crazy. There's so much daylight. Let me ask you this question, sir.
I'm listening.
How much of Game of Thrones have you seen?
The first season.
So has everyone. Everyone's watching Game of Thrones.
Winter
Everyone's
is coming.
Got fucking time to watch Game of Thrones.
Okay.
God forbid they do something else. This whole daylight thing is just an excuse. They're like, oh, I can't do anything because it's not daylight. Yeah. You know what I have? Electricity in my home.
But
you wouldn't even know that it wasn't daylight if I turned all the lights on
for,
in here.
For me, it's all about like not being as depressed when I leave work. When I fucking wake up early in the winter and it's just getting light and I fucking shower and I stumble bum in 10 minutes fucking late and then I stumble bum out and it's fucking dark, I want to fucking kill everyone, then myself.
See, this is why summer is an illusion. Because all it does is make you think that you haven't been at work all day. You have.
But at least
you've
I can
think. You've
been
there just as long.
I know. But I'm
all the
there
all the summer
dead.
Does is make you think that you're not there. You have been.
I'm in the Matrix. Put me back
you
in.
You need to
I am Joe Pantalonionios.
We're not victims of the sun.
I want to taste steak. I want to talk to Mr. Smith and be like, put me back.
Don't look back. You can never look back. I wish he had said that to him.
In his voice.
Yeah.
Don't look back. You can never, I can't do good.
I thought I knew what love was. And the
Mr.
song just kicks
Anderson.
In. That makes would be, no sense.
What did I know?
I should just let them go.
Black, wait, a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.
All right, here's another thing hate about the summer. Feel like everybody in the summer gets this attitude of like,
okay,
I'm going to go out and have an adventure today.
Right.
And the result of this is that I'm driving behind a car that's going 10 miles below the speed limit.
Right.
People driving in crazy fashion. I was out today.
Okay.
I came to a stop where a train was going across. By the way, also hate trains.
This is the hate episode.
Can trains...
Do you give, like, your episodes titles?
I mean, I give them little taglines or something.
This is the fucking episode or something. All right.
Fucking trains. They're going through. It takes an hour for...
I hate that
shit.
Can't
they speed up?
Agreed.
Why are they going so slow?
Yeah. Because they've been around on the same tracks since, like, 1983.
I don't understand why a car that's driving parallel to a train can drive twice as fast through town, whereas a train, gigantic, you see, it's loud as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Rattles the goddamn windows.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? And the tracks are there. It's not like it's unpredictable and it's going to hit some kid who's like, oh, I built a fort on the train tracks.
Remember the tragedies, bunny? All those trains going off when they take those turns, people dying?
Yeah, fine.
But how can you say that people drive crazy in the fucking summer? People are fucking retarded in the winter. People will either drive 95 miles an hour in the snow or drive fucking 2 miles an hour and stop and then let people go and dangerously. Like, people are fucking crazy in the winter.
Yeah, but in the summer, every time I'm out driving, it's like I'm driving next to someone who this is their first time in a car. So I'm waiting for this goddamn train to go. It's going 5 miles an hour again.
Okay.
Here's a... You know what, trains? Maybe if you went a little faster, you wouldn't have bums jumping on all the time.
Do they still do that? Vagabonds?
I have no idea.
You get your bindle and you jump on there. But isn't it always scary? They're like rapey? Because you jump on and you're like happy. You're like, hey, I'm going to my life. And you got your banjo. Like,
well.
Yeah, they're like, looks, well, we got some fresh meat here.
I don't know why bums are so into rape.
It's
if
weird.
I was a bum, I think I'd be like, no, I mean, I'll take your money, but
I think they're into booze and rape. You. I mean,
well,
bums need love too.
If the trains, here's how fast you should go. Faster than the top speed of an old wino.
Yeah, that's true.
If an old drunk piece of shit is running as
He's
fast
your
as your
father,
vehicle.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if my father, who's a drunk idiot, can run as fast enough to jump on your car, you're not going fast enough.
Yeah, agreed.
It's going to take you 100 years to get cross country.
We need to get these Chinese-made goods across America somehow.
Why aren't the bums just running cross country?
We should hire the bums.
They're outrunning the trains.
We should put... You know what we should have is behind their bindle, strapped to that is some sort of chain, which is then behind them a tiny little train car set with a bunch of stuff on them, and all these bums can just travel the country to and fro with all of the goods behind them.
I'd like to put them all...
It's the Bum Express.
Yeah, I'd like to chain them all to something and send them somewhere.
You monster.
Well.
Yeah, some sort of shower,
a lot of good.
Hmm?
What's the point of them? So they can harass me?
But here's
outside of Walgreens? What? I don't need that.
But you really want to give them showers. It sounds like Nazi Germany where you're like going into the shower.
I actually want them to be clean. If they smelled less, I'd be happy.
But here's what you would do after.
Yeah.
Put them in the death showers after that. First, it would be showers.
Shower,
yeah.
And then like, it would I guess this is fine.
Yep. And then they
and
walk
then the
right
ones with
into,
acid.
Yeah. Acid shower. I don't think the Germans did acid showers.
Do they have a shower that shoots out needles? Is that a possibility?
I mean, only in The Cube and all the Saw movies.
Perfect. Yeah, basically. Solocaust. Do you think if you were like in one of those Saw scenarios, like you're the guy who had to walk across broken glass over and over barefoot to read safe codes,
okay,
burned alive. Right. Let's say you get out of one of those Saw things.
Okay, so I got out.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, you had this experience.
Jesus.
Do you get to then, I mean, compare to the Holocaust? I feel like you do.
Yeah.
Because you're like, they're like, this is the worst thing that ever happened. You're like, I don't know, man.
Well, here's the problem.
This was pretty bad.
No, everyone would have sympathy at first, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, holy fuck, this crazy fucker, like, put you through. 6 months later, when you're at work, and they're like, listen, I have this project, man. I know you had to walk across glass, but I got this project. They'd compare to you. They'd be sick of your story. They'd think you were an asshole.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, I mean, how could you go back to work?
You'd run out of cred on that pretty quick.
Yeah, but how could you as an individual, like, if that really happened to you?
I feel like you should be on disability or something, right?
I
wouldn't want that person in my office. No. I'd be like, they're going to be worthless.
They're going to snap.
They're going to just be staring out the window, thinking about the time they almost died in the most horrifying way.
Their mouth was pried open like an inch at a time.
He had to cut his own foot off.
Yeah.
With a saw.
That's true.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Your own personal holocaust. Yep. Fucking hey.
So, okay. So, train's going across.
Right.
This guy's waiting at the stop. Okay. You know, the little arms come down.
Yep.
Idiot's waiting at the stop. he decides, all right, I'm going to turn around and go the other way.
Okay.
Which I'm thinking, where do you think you're going?
Why? You're going to get further than the train? Yeah.
You know, run it and then go speeding. So,
okay.
He starts trying to do a U-turn. So now he's blocking both lanes. And of course, he decides to do this after the train has passed. And the arms go up.
Okay.
So now he could go the way he wanted to originally. So now he's reversing.
He's trying to
down
go
a normal
back?
Road.
What?
How many times have you been reversing
hole.
On a road?
Never.
Never.
I mean, ever. I really can't think
and
of like.
This is the thing. The summer brings out these people who it's like, I would ask, how many times have you reversed on a road? And they'd say, I don't know, a couple dozen.
Okay, you know how we're on the Jewish thing right now, right?
Sure.
So you know how anti-Semites blame everything on the Jews?
Uh-huh.
You know, the Jews, they run the media. They ruined it. They have the Illuminati and Zion and all that shit.
Yeah.
The Jews made my wife leave me. Uh-huh. The Jews are terrible. You know,
I hear what you're saying.
Summer.
I hate summer. You hate Jews. Loud and clear.
I think summer for you.
Uh-huh.
You put
summer
so much.
Is my juice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's exactly.
No, I'm telling you, keep an eye out. Okay, I got another one.
Right.
Here's another thing I hate in summer:
okay.
Bounce castles. All these fucking
You're
idiots
so
are
fucking
renting these.
Crazy.
I drove through this neighborhood, and let me tell you something.
I'm listening.
Because now I'm driving through much shittier neighborhoods than I used to.
Right.
The shittier the neighborhood, more likely
you live
there's
right
going to be a
me.
Bounce
that's
castle.
Nice. Good.
In the yard.
Okay.
I saw one bounce castle at this party.
Okay.
And it was an Avengers bounce castle.
Awesome.
In that it was a regular bounce castle with an Avengers poster hanging on it.
They didn't even put like a vinyl sheath over it. It was
just like one vinyl poster hanging on one side.
Awesome.
Facing the
falling
road.
Halfway. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, oh, that's great.
The other one was a Scooby-Doo bounce house.
Okay.
It was in the yard of an apartment building.
That's odd.
Yeah.
You'd think there'd be liability issues with that.
I would think so.
I mean, they're like, if you
and
pop
if I
our
live
bounce
in the apartment,
castle.
I mean, if someone puts one in the parking lot here, I'd be like, well, I mean, I guess this is kind of mine too, right?
Yeah, you have to jump
in
it.
Go in there.
You gotta fuck. You have to.
Yeah.
You'd be an asshole not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate
so
the bounce
summer
castles.
Summer causes bounce castles, bad driving, bugs, I'll give you. You're 1-3 with me so far.
Trains.
What else?
No. You're not giving me bounce castles? Bounce castles are horrible. They're a plague. This is like the way that parents try to make up for not being parents and be like, no, kids, we love you.
Right.
We got you a bounce castle one time. That costs like $50.
And every kid, at least every party, at least one kid breaks their ankle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think
there's like paramedics. They used to do these bounce castles at the park by my house all the time.
Okay.
Every time, I swear to Christ, there's an ambulance eventually.
I think I read, and not just made up, that bounce castles are like one of the leading causes of child like hurts. Peter is another one.
Yeah.
Peter hits kids a lot.
Well, you wouldn't give your kids just like a jetpack and
would.
Be like, have fun.
I'd be like,
see you later.
Daddy loves you.
Yeah.
And then they would burn their little sister to death trying to shoot it off. And they'd be like, that's exactly
what I hope so.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
All right. So what else? I love this.
Let's see. There's so many things. I had a whole list I was working on in the car, writing these down, thinking what I hated about the summer. What
the
else?
Heat? The
I mean, the heat.
Crack sweat.
I definitely hate the heat as a sweaty man.
Yeah, yeah,
the heat's
that's
no
true.
Good.
You have you're surprisingly sweaty.
I have another one.
Okay,
short sleeved collared shirts.
Yeah, that's
I don't
fair.
Like those.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of choices as a man.
Right, especially
when
for
you
work
have to wear for
attire.
Work.
Yep.
This is the thing. I have to wear these for work.
Yep.
I don't work at fucking NASA, okay? I don't need to be wearing
Back
a
up.
Tie and a short sleeve shirt and
Houston,
square glasses.
We have a problem.
A big fucking problem. A fashion problem, okay?
Are you fashion forward, my friend?
Yeah, I am. And that's why I don't, God forbid, excuse me, because I don't want to look like I work at Best Buy.
Right.
Okay.
You're not part of the Geek Squad?
No, I'm not. And I hate when people talk about the Geek Squad, because I'm like, they don't know shit.
That's true.
About
these are
fuck.
These are assholes. They don't know shit about fuck.
Oh,
these are assholes that are getting paid the minimum wage, and they're like, the Geek Squad will help you. No, they won't.
They install crazy software on an old man's computer when they're supposedly fixing it. They're the worst.
Yeah.
Fuck the Geek Squad.
Agreed.
Fuck them
fuck
forever.
Best Buy.
I hate Best Buy.
Best Buy can suck a dick.
They can.
Best Buy,
they're the worst.
Should be dead and aren't yet, and it's like, fucking, when will it die?
I know. You know why they're not dead? That's where people buy their stupid cell phones.
Really? People
that
go to Best Buy?
That cell phone thing is always crowded in there.
Oh, it
always
sucks. We went in, although it is weird because they're always like, the wait will be about an hour and a half. Is that fine? And, you know, they're always, they have their little things and they're like, deet, 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 deet. And then you're like, sure. And then it's only like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about.
I think they just try and be like, maybe they'll walk around the store for an hour and a half.
Yeah, it works.
Because
then
shit.
Sarah and I walk around and look at them and then, you know, we're like, should we get this one? I'm like, no. She just threw her phone in the toilet. Actually, she blames Elvis. She had her phone sitting on the sink countertop, and then Elvis.
You have a cat.
Yeah, sorry. Another one of those we're talking
about.
All right,
I'm interested.
That'd be hilarious. Nope, just our cat who like apparently knocked it into the toilet.
Mm.
And I was like, baby, you could have just fucking told me you wanted a new phone. We could have traded that in. You don't have to drop it in the toilet.
In the toilet.
Yeah, be like, oh, Sarah, my comic got thrown in the toilet, so I need a new one.
Yeah, right.
My HeroClick collection got thrown in the toilet, so I need more.
Yeah, I threw everything I care about in the toilet today.
I love filling the toilet.
I threw a picture of my parents in the toilet, so
that's
we can't visit them anymore.
Very weird way to go about that.
Yeah. Symbolic.
Yeah. I actually, one time when I was texting and pissing, drunk, of course, in the past,
sure.
I dropped my phone in the toilet.
Yeah.
Fished that fucker out.
And it worked?
No.
Yeah.
I actually, and I did put it in the rice, like they said to.
Yeah.
It didn't work,
doesn't
of course.
Work.
Yeah.
You know, so. That's another one. If
phones.
They wanted to make a waterproof phone, I think they could make a waterproof fucking phone. I don't think it'd be that hard.
No. But then they wouldn't make as much money.
They
would fucking upgrade.
They want you to
shit.
Get a new phone.
Like every six months if they can. It's
a
fucking
scam.
Crazy. So, okay. So,
they're
cell phones.
Men.
Matchstick men, cell phone people are also because of summer. What else?
Let's see. I don't like baseball. I feel like baseball. Did you know baseball started this week?
Yeah, no, actually.
Baseball starts in fucking April and ends in November.
That's because they play like 147 fucking games.
Why?
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't even like to go.
They can play like one game where they have fireworks.
Right.
That's all anyone cares about.
I like to drink, and baseball games are just excuses to drink. I don't even fucking have fun then. They did like a measurement, and on average, it takes like 2 minutes between pitches. That might not sound like a lot. I'd rather be at work.
Yeah.
2 fucking minutes between each pitch?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck kind of game is that? I'd rather watch you bowl.
Yeah.
You personally, Peter David Dirk.
Yeah. I guarantee you it'd be more fun, and there'd be less time in between balls.
Yep.
I like throw the ball before the thing even goes up.
That's I do too sometimes.
Like, I don't care.
I know.
Let's get
out
of here.
I get so sick of it.
I hate bowling.
Yeah, bowling
by the way.
Is not fun. And plus, like after the second game, when people are like, "Let's play a third," and you're like, "I really don't want to," and my fucking thumb hurts.
Yeah,
like it's all greasy in that fucking hole, and you know there's poop and all of that because people are using those balls.
Yeah, they smell.
Yeah, and then
they
like
smell crazy,
and it hurts. I get all like, ugh.
Well,
fuck that.
Everyone's like, "It's a good." It sounds fun. But then here's what you realize when you're bowling. You're like, everyone's kind of sitting there just like waiting to bowl.
Yeah.
And then I'm bowling, so I can't talk to someone. And then, you know, God forbid, I start enjoying talking to somebody and then they're like, hey, it's your turn
to
bowl. And you're like, I don't care about bowling.
No, you're up. And you're like, just go for me. And they're like, no.
Yeah, that would be crazy. You're working up to like a 75.
You're going
to
maybe break 100.
You could break 100 if you get 3 more
it costs
strikes.
A lot more than you expected because first we have to rent the lanes. Then you have to get those shoes. And then you have to tip.
The bowling price structure.
Yeah.
Is it like some financial genius came up with
$4 per game, $75 for the shoe rental.
$8 a minute for the also the lane.
The 800 numbers are only around. It's the first minute's $3.95. The next 7 minutes, ask your parents before
you
calling, kids.
You can pay one of two ways. You can either pay by the game,
yeah,
or by the lane. It's whichever is most both.
We have an hour and 47 minutes. You can rent that for $30 for each person, divided by the amount of people, multiplied by six.
Yeah.
If you've got more than six people,
yeah,
it's much more simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, depending on the number of people. Now, if you have four to six, it's this much.
Right.
But one to two is actually twice the price.
Because each lane, you can have up to three people unless you have seven people or more.
Yeah.
On both lanes. If you only rent one lane, you're going to need to have 2.5 people.
And if you use two balls, oh, God.
If you think that you want to put those gutters up, you can fuck yourself right now.
By the way, fucking bowling alley. How come they can't just have a goddamn button you push and the gutters go up?
Oh, my God.
Why do they have to get out there with like a pitchfork and mangle this thing?
And every time you play, there's got to be at least one frame where it doesn't fucking pull it back.
Yeah,
or it's you've
just
got
sitting there.
One of those, one of the pins is like out halfway down, and you have to call somebody.
Yeah, or, I feel like they would scream at you if you just walked down there yourself, and it's like
so pissed.
It's insane.
Those machines.
I've operated a goddamn chainsaw. I think I can walk down this little thing on a bowling alley and kick a thing into a thing.
Is that how you killed the hooker?
Yeah.
Or is that just how you disposed of the body?
That's how I scared her before I killed her.
And the other thing about that fucking bowling is that those machines with the, you know, press the left pointing arrow and then enter new
the
bowl game. But don't, how the fuck complex and not worthwhile and shitty. I mean, it should just be a QWERTY UEOP pad without anything but enter and the fucking letters.
Any.
They have 18 different things, you know.
Like, good news, we got our new computers from the DMV.
That's crazy.
It's got a green screen with bright green letters.
Oh, my God.
It's perfect for us.
It's simultaneously 1973 and 2027.
Yeah.
Where there's so many buttons that have never been used on each one of those screens.
Well, I feel every time I bowl now, I feel like an asshole kid at a birthday party who's like over it, because I throw the ball and I don't even wait till it gets to the end. I'm just like, oh, fuck this. And like, you didn't watch. And I'm like, well, who cares? It's already over.
Isn't it fun hanging out with Peter? I turn to Sarah and I'm like, I'm glad that we hang out more now.
Yeah, he hates every activity. Somehow blames the summer for someone reversing.
That was awesome. I do love that you hate summer with this passion. Don't worry.
I hate it.
You're not my most hateful friend, which doesn't bode well for my friendships, but bodes well for you.
Yeah, it's good because I can watch for these other guys and see if they drop off and then be like, all right, I should calm down.
That's true.
On the hatred.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm fine.
yeah, right. You're only like number two, maybe three.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, not bad at all. So what else? A couple more before you're done with hate and
see
summer?
If I could think of like two more. I always hate whatever the summer jam is for the summer.
Oh, that's...
I never like it.
This one, I'm going to give you 100%.
Yeah.
For some... This and fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
When we're going to play the piss out of CeeLo Green or, you know, chicken like a Polaroid picture. It's like, oh my God.
How many times do you need to hear that song?
I got
to
hear
how many times do I need to hear an acoustic version of that song?
And then I got
to
hear it at Target. Then I got to hear it when I'm getting my hair cut, which I hate doing. I gotta hear it. Oh yeah, I'm with you on that.
Summer haircut.
Summer jams, nice. They're more chatty in the summer.
They are.
All right.
Let's see, one more.
What do I hate about summer?
There's so much to hate.
The heat's too easy. That's dumb.
The heat is horrible.
But I mean, that's too, you know, that doesn't count.
I mean, here's the thing. I think that we were all tricked into loving summer simply because we were in school.
We got them off when we were
and
kids.
And school was fucking worse than anything.
I agree.
I'd rather live on the sun, which by which I mean die. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'd rather die than
go
be
back
in school.
Yeah. You know, sometimes here's when I know that I hate my life a little bit and I kind of want to quit my job or change. When I feel like I felt when I was in school at work.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting in a fucking worthless meeting or it's 11 o'clock on Monday and I'm looking at the clock, click backward, it feels like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I'm in school again. That is one of the, for real, worst feelings I have in my life.
Yeah.
So I agree with you when you can fucking compare something to that feeling and be like, I am unhappy.
Right.
As a human being. Right. I am wasting my life.
Right.
And I will fucking die one day.
Right.
And this is what I'm fucking doing.
Right.
So,
No, I mean, all I can think is just the school was so horrible that, yeah. You know, when I was a little kid, I prayed to have the strength to twist my own head off so I wouldn't have to go back.
I one time took the thermometer and I put it under hot water and I put it up to like, I don't know, 100 degrees or something. Yeah. I showed my mom. And I was like, I'm really feeling bad, you know. Or sometimes I would like put a hot washcloth on my head before yeah. I had her like feel my forehead. And I'm not usually like that deceptive.
Like a devious.
No, yeah. No, really. I don't. I feel bad about things. Well, something. Anyway. but, you know, I really... And I liked school compared to like you and Sarah and people I know.
Yeah.
And if I fucking liked it and I was getting out of it, yeah. Jesus Christ. Well... I shouldn't even say I liked it. I think I hated it less than you guys.
Yeah.
Like, by a substantial amount.
No one liked
amount.
It, right?
No. No. How can you fucking it. Like it? That's like saying I like work.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
No.
Yeah. I blame Summer for that.
Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
Everything
you
about it
You got
awful.
One more. You've got to come up with one great,
Let's
like,
see. One more well, horrible
What was on
one.
Your list?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I got another one.
All right. Perfect.
You go to try and buy swim trunks, like, at your Target.
Okay.
Because you're like, I wasn't really planning on swimming this summer.
Right.
But something has arisen and I will be wearing swim trunks. Yeah.
You gotta
you
buy
go there
them
on so fucking June 15th and they're like, actually, we're pretty much done selling swim trunks.
Yeah.
Because the season for that starts in goddamn April. That's when everyone buys them. So here's the one thing. We have an extra small pair of purple board shorts
Sexy.
With crazy flowers on them.
Keep talking.
Or we have
I'm
a
tumescent.
Quadruple XL American flag board shorts that you can wear that are a little tight in the thighs and way too long.
Here's okay. I'm offended because that was 1X away from what I wear. Okay, so don't make fun of my people.
I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why they stopped. You know, they stopped yeah. selling sweats, like
right.
workout sweats, in February.
Right.
I'm like, it's still fucking cold outside. This is too early.
That's true.
There are bikinis for sale at Target.
That's
why
true.
Ain't nobody wearing a bikini yet.
That was a little racist to say ain't like that. You know what I don't like? I'm getting into this now. The long lines of Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Every fucking one, every fucking night has to yeah. fucking be like, I want Dairy Queen. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Every summer night, they're yeah. like, ooh, Dairy Queen sounds good.
Hot summer night.
Guys, there's a whole section at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And where were you all winter when Dairy Queen needed
it's
you?
It's just as good. In the
it's
winter.
The same.
I've never
Turn
been one
on
of those
the heater
people.
In your car.
When I'm like at home and it's winter and somebody's like, I need something warm. I never think like I want something. I mean, sure, when it's 90 degrees, I'm probably not going to eat a hot chocolate.
Right.
And, you know, but I'm not like daily, like I need to have something that is the opposite of the weather outside. Like,
you just start doing that.
I get that.
Have a hot chocolate. Wherever I am. You know, it sounds good. A hot chocolate. I'll just be walking around dazed. Because I'm so hot.
You will die. You'll overheat.
I will, because I don't wear shorts.
You'll have heat stroke.
Why? I don't like them. I don't think it's appropriate for adult men to wear shorts in a non-exercise situation.
I wear shorts almost exclusively to work.
This is a personal...
I know.
This is a personal choice.
Me in shorts is another thing you hate about summer.
You wearing shorts. No, you know what? It doesn't bother me, really, that other people wear shorts.
It's just
it bothers me to me wear shorts.
You know, actually, I agree with you, because for me, that's sweatpants.
There
you can wear them as much as you want.
Yeah.
The thought of wearing sweatpants for me is just creepy and wrong and weird and uncomfortable, and there's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Anyone else can wear them. It's
yeah.
not about...
No.
Yeah, so I'm with
I
you.
I don't really even notice other people are wearing
right.
shorts.
But for you, it
but
feels
for me,
weird.
I'm like, I'm not wearing shorts.
You know what else that would be like for me? Briefs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a boxer man, and if you were like, put on this underwear, I'd be
yeah.
like, you go fuck yourself. You can wear underwear if you want.
Do what you like.
You can wear women's underwear if you want. I didn't judge you the first time I found out you did that. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever do that. You know what? I would never wear women's underwear for fear that it was more comfortable in some way.
You was all like silky and you felt good.
You know, I was talking to this guy at work. Right. We were talking about being fat, like what the point is for men where it's like embarrassing. And I was like, you know, I think here's like the big tipping point that would send a man back to the gym.
Okay. I haven't found it yet. So
when you're considering
insight.
When you consider where you're like, I either need to go to the gym.
Right.
Or I'm considering very seriously buying a bra.
Oh, nice.
That's when you would have to say, okay.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, when I was really considering, because
okay.
it's not just
really
about like
getting
buying the bra, but having the bra on and being like, okay, this is actually legitimately
comfortable.
More comfortable.
Like,
I feel better.
You know, and I have to say this, and this is 100% the truth. You're talking about, you know, the point when you're so fat when you do something. My belt buckle sitting here digging into my pants so horribly that I just tucked the bottom of my shirt above my belt buckle so it's not stabbing my fat, hangy fucking gut. So, you know, I'm just saying, maybe apropos.
When I was talking to this guy, too.
Is he fat? I do need to know this.
Not really.
You guys can't talk.
He seems to develop breasts, though.
Oh.
Is his opinion. He's I couldn't tell. He was wearing a baggy shirt.
Did you feel him up?
No.
You should have.
I didn't want to.
All right.
What if they were great?
Sometimes.
This is the thing. I always fear, I fear happiness because I'm like, what if I find, what if I like women's underwear?
That's true. What if you like
men's
What
if I like men's breasts
boobies?
Better than regular breasts?
Well, touche. I mean, that's those are good reasons not to do it.
I think in some way I'd be happier, in some ways I wouldn't.
Wow. You
but,
have thoughts.
I don't go down that road.
All right. All right. So anyway.
It's like the whole thing of like, what if I like choking myself while I jack off? It's like, maybe I would, but not going to risk it.
But I don't even want to know.
I don't want to go. It's fine.
Yeah.
How it is fine.
No, you're taking the... I don't want to ever do heroin because I know I'll... I mean, what if I die?
Great.
Yeah. But you put it to really awesome, realistic, but still weird. Like, yeah, I don't blame you.
So we were talking
the risk.
About
what if I ever get human companionship again and it makes me happy?
Exactly. I can't take that risk.
No, don't. So you talked to this guy about moves.
Yeah, about wearing the bras and stuff. And I was like, you know what would really drive it home for me was when I actually had to go.
Right.
And then I'd be thinking, well, maybe I should go to like Victoria's Secret and get like real sized because I honestly don't know what size bra to wear.
You have pecs.
I'm saying in a, you know, a future
when
time.
You're fat.
Yeah.
You know what?
I start deciding to make everything with French toast.
Sometimes, sometimes when I lean back, when I've been sitting for a long time, like a long time, I will have, especially in summer. Speaking of summer, this is perfect.
Yeah,
I'll have a little bit of sweat right
sweat
there
line.
From my upper gut and my lower moob area, and I don't even consider myself to have huge moobs.
Like you've got two little smiles,
but I've there. It's awful.
Yeah.
So you know. Now you've made me feel bad about myself.
I'm not making you feel bad. I hate summer and
being fat.
I'm just saying that would be the decision point for me because then I'd be thinking,
that's fair.
If
but
I'm
going to
do
fat.
This, I
like,
might as well go all out.
That's the weird thing. That's what I don't... Yeah. I mean,
I can
you,
still imagine.
Well, no, I'm not saying you can't imagine. I'm saying the decision was so much before that for you. You actively decided not to be fat before you even got fat, I guess is what I'm saying. That's like me saying, I decided not to kill someone. I've never really considered killing.
Mm.
So...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
I'm
totally
saying.
Me too. I would never.
Well,
kill
good
somebody.
Show.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
All right,
it's 2:28.
I would actually.
April.
I would actually kick in some music, but my computer's dead.
That's you know
so
what.
So there's none.
Fly me to the moon.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening.
Rape me. What else?
These are the two songs you know, Fly Me to the Moon and Rape Me.
And then I was also going to do that one Pearl Jam. Daddy, never do it, but I don't know all the lyrics other than like...
you only need to know that one word.
Daddy!
You only need to hit that one. And then it's fine.
Good.
Well, Daddy didn't give affection. Thanks for listening, everybody. Alec, thanks for doing it.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
I'll be here.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, guys.